Well, good morning. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving again for the third time. This morning, we're going to do things a little bit differently, as I mentioned last week. But first of all, I want to just do a little introduction. And I hope it's in the brochure. I haven't looked at it this morning, but I put down as the title, Every Day Should Be Thanksgiving. We celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada on the second Monday, I guess, in October. And we call it the Thanksgiving weekend. It's a time when family and friends get together. Usually Mom makes a great big turkey and we sit around the table as a family and we laugh and we talk to each other. We enjoy one another's company. Maybe many of you eat pumpkin pie. And it's one of those times in the year when families usually spend some quality time together, and that's around a meal. You know, in the Jewish community, the meal time for the Jews was the specific time when fellowship really happened. And we as Christians should take that to note and do that more often. I know often, even in my own home, when Marion gets home at 6:30 at night, if I've already eaten, we're separated from each other in that regard. And it's difficult in these days. Many then, they retire from the table. The kids, maybe they go now to these days to their video games or they play board games. And of course, the adults, if there's a healthy quota of males, they adjourn to the couch and watch football. What would Thanksgiving be without football, man? And maybe some of you women, if we would be surprised. But you know what? Many people have grown up in homes where this is just another day of the year. There's no particular emphasis on this day of being thankful for anything. For after all, everything that we have worked hard for. And we deserve it. There's no day rates being any more special than any other day. Some people have grown up with very little and don't see any need for being thankful. Or others have been handed everything in life and just come to expect everything that they have as coming due to them because of the privilege under which they have been born. There are really two types of people. There are the thankful and the unthankful. And for a brief moment, I would just like to, in this introduction, just talk for a few moments about those who are unthankful. Now you'll remember, in the Bible, in Romans chapter 1, Paul speaks of a group of people, a time when people who knew God, they did not glorify Him as God. And then we have these words, neither were they thankful. And the result of not being thankful, the Bible tells us, that they became vain or they became empty in their imaginations, in their minds, and their foolish hearts were darkened. What do we learn from this? It really is a foolish thing to not give thanks to God. When we realize what God has done for us, not only us as individual believers, but as human beings on this tiny speck of a planet, which when you put it out into our Milky Way and you back the camera up, you can't even see it. We need to be thankful. And so God shows Himself through everyday things, His grace to humanity, and the multitude of the blessings that He pours out on them. We could name them. There's the rain. Oh, living in Vancouver, we're very familiar with that. And some of us complain about the rain. But the Bible tells us that the Lord sends His rain on the just and on the unjust. Now, we know that that was an agrarian society. And the farmers recognized that they needed the rain in their seasons to grow their crops. But Vancouver itself, do you remember maybe 30 days after the rain had stopped in Vancouver this summer, and all of a sudden there came this panic on the radio. People were saying, we're going to be without water. We better save and conserve water. You can't even wash your cars. You can't water your lawns. The rain is very, very important. And then we get sunshine, which may maybe see, well, this year we saw a lot of it. The sun that God has given to us. He has given us not only rain, but He's given us sun. How about our health? How about the breath that you're taking into your lungs right now? That is a gift from God. God has given you that. So He's given us our breath. He's given us our sight. He's given us our hearing. He's given us work. He's giving us family. He's given us in this land freedom. He's given us so many blessings that He pours out on us. We have access to education. God has done so many things. And this list goes on and on and on. And we humans, the human race in general, is so, so ungrateful that we can walk by some of the most beautiful sights and not even pause. I remember going into Stanley Park one year, and if you go through on the road and you park your car, you walk past a section of roses. And whenever we go past that section, my wife, she's, look at her. Well, I have to make a confession to you. I'm a little color challenged. And so when I see the different colors of the roses, although I can tell them indistinctly, a rose to me is nothing if I don't smell it. But to me, a rose needs to have a scent in order to be beautiful. Not to my wife. Oh yeah, the scent is wonderful. But the glory of the beauty. And I can walk right by that. And it doesn't mean that I'm necessarily unthankful for it. I just don't recognize it. But there are people who walk by things every day. There are people who work in hospitals that see God at work in so many ways in raising people up from health, and they're not the least bit thankful. Years ago, I was in Victoria with a friend who I had lived with when I was a young man. His last name just happened to be Jones, and so we were known as Smith and Jones, obviously. And in later years, he began to be a follower of an Eastern religion. And we went out for a meal one day. And as we were out for the meal, I bowed my head and just quietly gave thanks for my food. And when I'd finished, he said, Hugh, what were you just doing? And I said, I was giving thanks to God for the food. Oh, he said, I don't give thanks to any God. And I said, well, what do you do? He says, I give thanks to the food for growing itself. When they knew about God, they neither glorified Him, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Giving thanks to food for growing itself, rather than giving thanks to the Creator of the food. Well, way back in the first century, Paul, the writer of the majority of the letters of the New Testament, wrote to one of his favorite men, Timothy. In chapter 3 and verse 2, he told him that in the last days, there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents. It's amazing. Right in the middle of all that, disobedient to their parents. And ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others. They will have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends. They will be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. Well, I think that's enough time on ungrateful people. Today we're going to just, I am so grateful to God. We who know God, we worship and glorify Him. We ought to be living different lives from that which is all around us. And so this morning, collectively, we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving, the fact that the believers in the Lord Jesus today have a multitude of things for which to be thankful, both spiritual emotional, and physical. And so if we have a couple of ushers, there's one. Dan, maybe you could help us. How many brought their Bibles today? Let me just see them in the air. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to have an old-fashioned Bible drill. But I'm not going to make you lift your Bibles up every time because we do not have a lot of time. Someone has once said thankfulness is really an attitude of gratitude. And in Psalm 138, it says, I give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. And Psalm 100 and verse 4 says this, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Now what I've done this morning, and for a very few short minutes, and we won't get through all of them, I'll just pick out some of them, but what I've written down is the ABCs of thankfulness. And so our first letter, A, I've written down as all things, being thankful for all things. Now, if somebody could find 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18 and stand up and read it. Or you don't even need to stand up, just read it. A mic will be given to you. But just put your hand up. Okay, Max. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what is God's will for my life? Well, let me tell you. Here's one of them. Give thanks for all circumstances. Or give thanks in all circumstances. Now, I would just like to ask this morning if you have prepared your heart, as I asked last week, if there's something, some circumstance in your life that God has blessed you and you want to thank him for, just speak it out, please. Put your hand up if you're going to do that, and a mic will be given. Here's Betty down here. Here, Betty, here's...
I am so very, very thankful for all the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon me during my illness and my hospitalization and my successful journey through my heart operation. And prior to going into the surgery, it was an almost a last minute occurrence that I even was having the surgery performed. It was a rush through job, and as I was waiting outside of the operating theater, waiting to go in, and they were rushing around trying to get everything in order, I was laying on my bed, and all of a sudden I had a vision of Jesus, and down from Jesus, surrounding myself, were a group of angels. And I was in the center of this group of angels. And the thought that came to me was, thy will be done.
Amen.
That kept echoing through my head. Now, I hadn't been on any medication. It was just laying there waiting to go into the operating room. And I was so very, very thankful. I knew that everything would be okay because of the message I had received from Jesus and from the angels.
Amen.
And I will be forever thankful to all of the people that have been so supportive over these last couple of months as I've gone through my many trials and tribulations. And my heart is overwhelmed with thankfulness to each and every one of them for the support that they have offered me through my trials and error.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Well, that's giving thanks in all circumstances. But you know, Ephesians 5 tells us this, giving thanks always for all circumstances. We don't often think about that, do we? We think, oh, it's okay to give thanks in every circumstance, but giving thanks for them? That's a lot tougher thing to do. The letter B, I've put down as benefits. Who would like to read Psalm 103, verse 2? Okay, here we are right down in the front. Psalm 103, verse 2.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
Amen. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now, come on, folks. Give me one benefit that the Lord has blessed you with. Just a short one. He forgives our iniquities. He heals our diseases. Who else? So we don't really enjoy any benefits here. He delivers our life from the pit. Amen. I remember listening to a story of J. Vernon McGee, and he had a very well-known preacher come and at this prayer meeting he was going to speak. And he began to speak to them, and he said, but before I do, he said, we're going to just open it up for people to be thankful. J. Vernon McGee says that was the shortest prayer meeting that they'd had in a long time. Now, we laugh. But the reality is, are we not thankful? Is there nothing you can thank the Lord for? Any benefit in your life?
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Go ahead, Dorian. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. You see, that encourages my heart when I hear you saying this. And it should encourage all of our hearts to encourage each other to do this. One more benefit from anybody.
I'm so thankful. The Lord is bringing my husband closer and closer to Him. Now I attend two churches. He goes to church in Maple Ridge, so we've made an agreement that every other Sunday he would show up. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For all you've done.
Amen. Another under the B, which we cannot forget, is the Bible. Listen to what 1 Thessalonians, well, somebody can read this quickly. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Put your hand up when you have it. Okay, Jim. Here we are, brother.
And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is the word of God, which is at work in you who believe.
How many amens do I hear this morning? This is not the word of men. This is actually what it is, the Word of the Living God, which is at work in you. Isn't that great? Do you have struggles? Do you have problems in your life? There is an answer in this book. It's a living Word of God. Now for C. You can see we're not going to get very... You can see we're not going to get very far today. Sorry. I wrote down country. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. When you get it, put your hand up. Okay. Well, we got two here. All right, Randall, go ahead.
First of all, then, I urge that petition, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity.
Amen. Thanks, Father. We're just a few short days away from a federal election. And if you have been looking at the news or on Facebook, or I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know what's going on there, but I can imagine it's the same thing. How incensed some people are about the government. And how they want to change because we're living under such difficult circumstances. Paul, who wrote this, is living under the reign of a man whose name was Nero. Do you remember what Nero was like? He took the Christians and he put them on stakes. He sat them on pointed stakes dipped in tar, and he used them as a lighting way along pathways in his garden. And you never, ever once in the Bible hear Paul say, "Oh, that rotten Nero. If only God would strike him dead," or, "Oh, we need..." No, he didn't do that. Folks, we live in a country with such great freedoms. Now, I come on Wednesdays and we talk with the ESL class. And as we speak with them, and they've come from Iran, or they've come from China, or they've come from different places in the world, and they come and they say, "We're so grateful to be here in Canada." Are you grateful today for living in this land? Turn on your news and any day, and I'll tell you, if you are not grateful to God for the land in which we live, there's something needs to be adjusted in your heart. D, the death of Jesus. Colossians 1:21 says this, "And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you," listen to this, "holy and blameless and above reproach before him." Can you believe it? Look into your heart and realize that God, when he looks at you, is going to one day present you holy and blameless and above reproach. I am so grateful for the death of my Savior, the Lord Jesus. Okay, Psalm 118:24. Psalm 118:24. Someone read that out. Thank you, dear. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Every day, folks, is to be a day of thanksgiving with our God, for our God, to our God, for everything that he's done for us. Lamentations 3 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions do not fail. They are new," what? "Every morning." Say it again. "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." We're thankful to a God who is faithful to us every day. F would be the family. Now we read in Ephesians 6, "Children, obey your parents." I can remember when I was a kid listening to teachers teach on that, and they did it with much more of a scowl than I could ever muster. "Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, for this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." Ephesians chapter 6. And then under F as well, Philippians 1:3-4, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you." Paul was writing to those in Philippi, those of the family of God. We sing that song, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God." Are you glad today? Are you thankful to God for the person sitting beside you other than your spouse? Are you thankful for each and every one of us here today? We ought to be. Because we each belong to the Savior. We each are part of the family of God. And God loves us. Then G would be we give thanks to God. H would be we give thanks for our health. And Betty was just talking about some of the things that have happened to her in the hospital, and we've been praying for her. We prayed for Jonathan when he was really low in the hospital. We prayed and God raised him up. And how glad we were of that. We thank God for you too today. That God would continue to work in your hearts and all of our hearts, in whom God has been working to show us that we have been made in His image and we have been created in a very wonderful way. I would be His inheritance that He has given to us in heaven. J, of course, what would J be for? Jesus or joy? Good. Good joy in Jesus. We could combine those two. And 2 Corinthians 9 and 15 says this. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. The NIV calls it His inexpressible gift. It's been so great. K, you know what I put down for K? Kraft dinner. / food. I already had two for F, so I couldn't do that there. But isn't it great that we live in a land of bounty, folks? We live in a land that could feed the world, and yet men and women today, we hold on to things so tightly that we're even afraid to share with people who live next door or people who walk down our street who have nothing. We have been given so much. Now, we're going to end just 10 minutes early. The last thing that I want to leave you with is the letter L, and that is the Lord's Supper. Luke 22 says this, Jesus took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, and He gave it to them, saying, this is My body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. And likewise the cup, He gave thanks, after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in My blood. In a few minutes, we are going to do that very thing. We are going to be giving thanks to the Lord Jesus for what He has done on our behalf. Before we do that, in just a few moments, we're going to sing a song, and then Dan is going to do a short call to worship. But I would like a couple of us just to stand. And whatever the Lord brings to your heart right now in relation to what we've just said in the alphabet of thankfulness, just give a very short prayer of thankfulness. If you do it very short, we can do more than a couple. So let's just give thanks right now. Father in heaven, we do just thank You this morning, and how I have to personally confess how often I do not recognize things that I should be thankful for. And I pray that You would speak to every one of our hearts, mine included, that we not only would be thankful for everything that we have and for every circumstance into which You bring us, but we thank You for one another. We thank You for the blessings and the benefits that we enjoy in this country of ours. We would pray, Father, for those countries around the world that do not enjoy the same benefits that we enjoy. We thank You for one another here at Westminster Bible Chapel. And we thank You that we have been brought into this body, which is not only here in Westminster, but is joined right at this moment all over the world, where prayers and petitions and thanksgiving are going up to You, our God. And we thank You that we are part of that body. And now we bless You for these things. We pray that You would make us truly thankful in these days, not just one day a year, but Father, may every day be a day of thanksgiving, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.